Hi folks. Right, in this video, what we're going to be looking at is security. We're really going to be focusing on this concept of security, our inner security. Because you see, when we don't have inner security, we feel insecure, don't we? All right, so to hopefully illustrate the point that I'm about to make today, I've drawn another big red jelly baby looking man. All right, but if you'll see, this jelly baby kind of man is quite happy. He's quite happy because he's full of security. Security, fundamentally, primarily, being on the inside of him. Security, this sense of inner value and worth that he has. The security being based upon who he knows himself to be. You see, security is found on the inside of us, but very, very often in life, we'll place our security and trust on things external to us in the hopes that they're somehow going to prop us up. Let me make an example here. Okay, has anyone ever watched any of the TV sitcoms, the chat shows, such as Jeremy Kyle or Jeremy Springer? I'm not even sure if he's still going these days. But if you think about it, okay, these TV shows are very, very popular. You know, primetime TV, people pre-record them, watch them in evenings. People even go to work and discuss who was on Jeremy Kyle and what was being talked about. Well, okay, I've got a couple of questions here. First and foremost, why would anyone even watch this garbage? I mean, people here tearing each other apart, pulling each other down. Why on earth would anyone watch this kind of thing? Yeah, it's reality, this reality TV, and you really get an insight into people's messed up lives. But why would anyone watch this? Well, the answer is because, I guess, if you're feeling insecure or not particularly confident in who you are, you know, getting a half-hour fix of Jeremy Kyle as you're watching a mother and a sister fight it out over who gets the man, or a father and a son arguing over who's the father to someone else's child, this is really messed up stuff. But I guess, secretly, if you think about it, and if you're even willing to be honest, it can sometimes be very, very easy to compare ourselves to these sorts of people that we see on the TV who literally hang out their dirty washing for the whole world to potentially see. All their stuff, all their messes, all their temper tantrums, emotions, their problems, their hurdles, their challenges, their concerns, and their mistakes. But we watch this, don't we? We watch this, and as we compare ourselves to people who clearly don't have it all together, it somehow gives us this warped sense of security that we're actually okay and our lives aren't so bad. But the problem with this is that it's not real. You know, if you're drawing a sense of security from comparing yourself to someone else's messed upness, well, that's no true indication of who you are, or nor does it give you any real substance or foundation to build the security of your life upon. This just doesn't work. And the same goes for money. You know, things on the outside of ourselves. We'll have men, women who'll spend 5, 6, 7 days a week working from 7 in the morning till 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, working to achieve whatever it is that they need to achieve, to meet the sales targets, to meet the deadlines, to hopefully achieve whatever it is that's required of them to achieve, so that in turn they get validated by the boss or by the line manager or by the company director, or even that they get a pay rise. Now, I guess what a pay rise or validation like this would ultimately provide is again a sense of personal validation. You know, if other people approve of us, then we are okay. If someone else validates me, I'm all right. And again, we can draw a sense of security from this. But again, it's not real. I mean, if you think about it, why would you need someone else to validate you if you were completely secure in who it is that you are? Money. Now, I think, back to when the economic downturn began. Okay, there was stories in the newspapers. There was one in particular story that I remembered. It was about this French money manager who handled the personal finances of royal families all around Europe and some of the African nations. Now, when the economic downturn came upon the world, this man virtually overnight lost tens of billions of pounds or euros, dollars, whatever it was, whatever currency he was operating in. Now, you see, that not a good thing and does make for a very sad story. But what actually makes the story sadder is that 3 days after his losses, the man was found dead, hanging by a noose around his neck in his garage. Didn't even write a note for his wife or kids. But this is real, isn't it? And this is a real problem. You see, many of us in life will draw security from our capacity and ability to amass and accumulate wealth. You know, many of us will determine our significance and value and worth as human beings upon the size of our bank balances, or upon the size of the houses that we own, or the size of the engines in our cars, or even on the degree of beauty that the person that clings onto our arm possesses, male or female. What I'm saying here is that for many of us, we can really find problems in life when we place our trust and our dependency on things external to us. But as I'm hopefully going to be able to point out here, security, which is the cure for insecurity, is found on the inside of us. And all that we actually have on the inside of us is the very essence of who we are. But you see, if we don't know who we are, and if we're not confident in who we are, then of course, why wouldn't we do anything but place our trust on things external to us? Money. How about houses? I'm sorry for these really bad drawings here, by the way. Or even cars. And I know that looks more like a spaceship than a car, but I'm just trying to prove a point here. You see, even placing our trust in other people to sustain us and hold us up isn't enough to sustain us. It's not. The only true sense of security that we can ever develop and establish in life is a true depth and rooted security in who it is that we actually are. Now, in the earlier video, I've shared with you exactly who I am, and I've also given you opportunity to start thinking about building this basis of who it is that you actually are. But you see, unless you're actually basing your identity as a human being upon who you actually and truly are, then all the stuff on the outside of you, yeah, it comes, money comes, but it also goes, as do looks. Some people find their sense of security in their physical appearance. Unfortunately, that fades, and it does. Muscle wastes away. This black hair that I've got is rapidly turning grey on the side. I don't know if you can see here, but it is. You see, my dad turned grey and pretty much white by the age of 30. I'm 35 today, so I seem to have gotten away with this. Hopefully, bald-headedness and white-hairedness skips generations. But who knows? Whether it does or whether it doesn't, I'll still be okay, because my security is not based upon my looks, although they could be, but they're not. My security as a person is based upon who I actually am. It's not based upon my ability to amass wealth, to make money, to own houses, fast cars. It's not based upon the people that I hang around with, my status, my position, my rank. None of these things. My security as a human being is based solely upon who I am. Anything else is just a mere false sense of security. in similarity to the Jeremy Kyle show or the Jerry Springer show if they're still going. You see, comparing yourself to other people, again, you're kind of ripping yourself off here and you're telling yourself lies because you're not them and they're not you. So you see, comparing yourself to someone else, well, it's senseless. There's nothing in that whatsoever because they're not you and you're not them. Therefore, if the foundations that you're building or have built your life upon are anything other than who it is that you actually are, you do stand at risk, like the French money manager, to have that rug whipped from right under your feet. So, if you do invest time into really defining and becoming crystal clear on who it is that you actually are, not how you feel about yourself or who you think you might be, but who you actually are, not defining yourself by your accomplishments, your achievements, your status, your rank, your position, or your failures, past, you know, expected in the future. You see, everything on the outside of you will come to pass. It will fade, as will you. You see, one thing is guaranteed, that we're all going to die someday. That's as certain as the day we were all born. It's the one commonality in life, if you like, that we all completely share. I guess it's what makes us all equal. So, just to wrap this video up, I hope you found it insightful. I hope I've shared with you something new here. But, you see, in order for you not to be living in a state of a false sense of security, you need to look within. Because that's where the truth is, and the truth will set you free. You see, building the security and the foundations of your life upon who it is that you are. That's kind of like the wise man who built his house upon the rock. You see, the cars, the other people, the relationships, the status, the rank, the money, the houses, the stuff. It's just the sand. It's kind of like the sand. It comes and it goes. And none of that stuff will ever be or has ever been strong enough to sustain you. Until the next video.